Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
First of all, I wanted to just say real quick, that song that Terry even talked a little bit more about it, but that song that we sang at the end, Faithful, All My Life You Have Been Faithful. Like when I look back at my life and at the Lord's work in my life, that's the word that always comes to the top, His faithfulness.
那我刚刚Terry已经分享了我们这样唱的一首歌，就是神的良善荣美，还有他的信实。那我当我回想起我生命的，就是走到这边，那这个神的信实一直是我就是最容易想到的这个。 他的一个属性.
I've been on the earth for several years now.
我现在在活了，在这个世界上活了有几年了.
And yeah, I've been through a lot of different things with family stuff, personal health stuff, a lot of different things, promises from the Lord. And one of the things that, and difficulties, obstacles, but one of the things that I've seen over and over and over again. Is that truth that faithful is He who has called you and He will bring it to pass.
那我在生命中在经历非常多的不同的事情，从我的家庭，还有我的这些事业，然后还有神给我的应许，很多这些困难啊。但是这一段路走过来啊，我看到就是神他的信实，然后就是他如果应许了，他就一定会达成。
All right, so back in university days,
我在大学的时候呢,
I wanted to see the world saved and save the world.
那我那时候想要看到这整个世界上被拯救，然后我自己想要去拯救这个世界。
And my first time actually here to Taiwan was in the year of our Lord 1999.
那时候我第一次来到台湾的时候是1999年的时候。
And I thought that would be my last time here.
我以为那时候是我这是我最后一次，我不会再来了。
But the Lord, and I'll tell a little bit more of this story, but the Lord continued to bring me back. And so the next summer, I came back and I stayed for all 3 months of my summer break.
然后但是神就一直把我带到台湾来，然后所以这隔一年呢，就2000年的暑假，我在这边待了三个月。
And in all honesty, I thought when I was coming, in those 3 months with my team that was coming with me, we are going to see Taiwan go from 3% Christian to 100% Christian.
那时候我真的觉得，跟我们团队都觉得说，我们要在这个时候，这个三个月中，我们要看到台湾从3%的基督徒变成100%的基督徒。
I believed it wholeheartedly.
那时候是全心，真的非常的相信这一点。
And it didn't happen. And then I came back again for spring break for 10 days with 10 more people, and I thought the same thing. In these 10 days, we're going to go from 3 to 100.
那时候，但是在那个三个暑假的三个月中，我们并没有看到这件事发生。然后后来我春节的时候，就是 spring break 春假，对，春假的时候，然后 It's nice that you know Chinese. 春假的时候过来，我这边10天，然后我又很相信说，哦，我们要变成从3%变成100%基督徒。
And then the next summer, the same thing, brought back 14 other people with me, was here for a month, and I thought, this is the year, this is the summer.
然后接下来一个暑假呢，我又带了一群人来到台湾，然后说，这就是这个时候了，就是这个时候，我们要达成这个任务。
And it still didn't happen.
但是就还是没有发生呢。
So I moved here to live. I actually lived in Taichung from 2001 to 2004.
然后我后来搬到台湾，然后我在台中从2001到2004住，都住在台中。
And it was late 2001. I was up on the roof of my apartment building, so I was about 16 stories up in the air.
那时候，2001，我记得有一天，我那时候在我的那个屋顶上，就是大概16层楼的这个。
It was just me, my guitar, and Jesus.
那就是我还有我的吉他，然后还有跟。 耶稣.
And I was up there just worshiping Jesus, playing my guitar, singing my heart out, praying over the city.
那时候我在弹吉他，然后赞美主，然后我那时候在为了这个整个城市祷告。
And that particular evening, so I lived kind of in Taichung Center.
那时候这是一个晚上，然后我住的在台中的市中心。
But it was a super clear evening. It was probably like a day or two before a typhoon. And I could see all the way up onto the hill back where Donghai University was, which if you know Taichung, that's a long ways.
对，那天是非常的晴朗，那天晚上，然后我可以看到那个东海大学，对，然后它是可能是台风来的前几天，所以那个我可以看得非常远。
And it was beautiful, and I could see almost the entire city. And as I was looking out over it and worshiping and praying, I'm not a big crier, but I just started weeping.
所以那时候我在敬拜主，然后我在祷告的时候，我通常我是很不常哭的人，但是那一天我就哭得很惨。
And what I was crying for, what I was weeping about, was all of the people who didn't know Jesus, who faced an eternity separated from God.
为什么那天哭呢？我哭的是因为我看到很多人是不认识主的，然后他们永恒的生命就是不会跟神在一起。
And I remember tears were flowing, snot was flowing. It was one of those ugly cries.
所以那时候其实是痛哭流涕，是很不好看、很狼狈的样子。
And I said to the Lord, I remember saying, "How, God, how? There are so many. There are so many here who don't know you. How can we reach them all?"
那我就跟神说，我们要怎么办啊？这么多人不认识你，我们到底要怎么办？
There's too many.
这太多人了。
Too many. How are we going to do this?
我们要怎么样去做这件事情啊？
And then he reminded me about something that had happened 2 years earlier.
那神他让我回想起啊，两年前有发生一件事情。
So back to 1999, I was in university. I had already been here to Taiwan.
那时候在1999年，然后我在大学，然后我已经来过台湾了。
And I won't get all into this story, but for 4 months every day, God kept telling me, "My plan for you is to give your life to Taiwan."
我现在不会讲很多细节，但是可能有四个月时间，神一直跟我说，我的计划就是让你，把你的生命献给台湾。
And for 4 months, being the amazing Christian Jesus follower that I was.
好，这个四个月我真的是，因为我是非常棒的基督徒。
Every day I said absolutely not.
每一天我都跟神说不要。
No way.
怎么可能
？No way.
不要，不要。
And the Lord in September of that year, He brought the verse Jeremiah 29:11 to me.
然后那一年的九月呢，他把这个经文带给我，就是耶利米书29:11。
And as I read that.It said, "I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you, not harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope."
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
And when he spoke that to me, as I sat there reading it, I just went.
我在看这一节的时候，神跟我说这句话的时候，我就想啊，就是叹气。
Okay, if this is really what you want from me, then I'm willing.
如果神啊，你这是你要给我的这个生命，那我愿意。
And the moment that those words "I'm willing" came out of my mouth, everything changed.
那当我说我愿意这句话的时候，每全部的一切都改变了。
Everything changed.
我说的是一切全部都改变了。
The dreams that I had for myself, money, where I was going to live, what I was going to do, all this stuff, they all of a sudden got super, super tiny.
So 我自己的梦想啊，我对以后的计划，以后想住哪里，想做什么，突然就变得非常的渺小。
And very insignificant.
然后对我来说是变得非常不重要了。
And that evening, I won't go into all the details because we could spend a while just talking about
that. 那天晚上
那
些细节我不会多说，因为我这花太多时间了。
But one of the things that the Lord showed me was that discipleship.Was what he had called me to.
那神让我看到一件事情，他就是他要呼召我去做门徒。
And at the time, I had no idea what that meant.
那我那时候我是完全不知道什么意思。
No idea.
完全不知道。
I grew up in church.
我在教会长大的。
To me, discipleship was a class at 6 o'clock on Sunday nights.
对我来说，就做门徒是一堂课，在每个礼拜天晚上六点是一堂课的名字。
With watered down Kool-Aid and off-brand Oreo cookies.
那就是我们就吃一些饼干糖果而已。
That was it.
就这样，就是。
I had no clue what God meant when He said discipleship.
所以神让我说你要去帮大家做门徒，这我完全不知道是什么意思。
And so I made it my goal. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean?
我那时候一直在想说这是什么意思？这是什么意思
？And I started looking in all these different places, and then finally I looked at the Word.
那我一直去不同的地方去寻找答案，然后最后我来到神的话语。
And I looked at what is it that Jesus did? How is it that Jesus did it?
那我看到耶稣他是怎么样去做门徒这件事情。
And it changed everything.
然后就一切都改变了。
So back to my roof.
啊，所以回到我就是我在屋顶的那个晚上。
In that 2001 evening, with
2001
tears and crying,
那时候我在痛哭流涕的时候
God just said, "I haven't called you to reach them all."
那神跟我说，我不是呼召你去啊，去接触全部的人。
I've called you to empower and equip the ones that I give you.
我要呼召你的是，你要去帮助这些我带给你的人。
To go out and empower and equip the ones that I'm going to give them.
然后这些人，然后他们要接着去啊，去接触，去帮助那些我为他们预备的人。
And as those are empowered and equipped, they're going to go out and get power and empower and equip even more.
那这些人被帮助、被装备以后，然后他们要去帮助跟装备更多的人。
And that is how the multitudes will be reached.
那就是这样子，全部的人才会认识到耶稣。
That is the example that we see in Scripture. Amen.
这就是圣经给我们的范例。
I remember sitting a few weeks later. This is also in 2001, sitting at my table. And my table, Mark remembers this. My table, I was a young single guy. I didn't eat like lunch or I didn't eat meals at my apartment because I could just go out and buy a bindong or, you know, Don Bing or something like that for super cheap. So I didn't eat at home.
我记得就是那件事情发事情以后，然后几个礼拜之后啊，我现在就是 Mark 记得这个，就是我在我的桌子，因为那时候我是单身的嘛，我不是在家里煮饭或吃饭，所以我都是可能去外面吃个便当，所以我这时候我在家里面。
So my table was actually a ping pong table.
所以我那时候的桌子，我书桌其实是一个乒乓的桌，乒乓球的桌子。
And it was awesome. Was it not?
很棒
It was awesome. We played so much ping pong on that.
那时候我们打乒乓球。
In fact, after I got married, I asked Rhonda, which many of you know Rhonda, hey, what do you think about us having a ping pong table?
然后我结婚以后，我跟我太太说 ，Rhonda 说，哎，我们可不可以有一个乒乓球桌
？She was not up for that.
所以她好像对这个主意不是很兴奋。
But I remember sitting at the table early one morning, right before I was going to Chinese class, and I was spending time.In the Word, I was spending time reading my Bible with Jesus.
那时候我记得我去上中文课之前，我花一些时间看圣经，然后跟耶稣在一起。
And I was reading 1 Corinthians.
那时候我读到了哥林多前书。
And so whenever I got to 1 Corinthians 11:1, I had read this I don't know how many times.
那时候我读到了哥林多前书十一章一节，然后我看过这节真的非常多次。
I had read it so many times, but this particular day as I read that, I read the words,You should imitate me just as I imitate Christ.
然后那天我读到这句话说，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
In the version I read, it said, "Be imitators of me just as I am of Jesus."
那时候我读到这个版本就说，你们要像我一样效法耶稣基督。
And I remember as I read that, the Lord saying, "That's discipleship."
那时候我记得神直接跟我讲说，这就是做门徒的意义。
And as I looked at that, I've got a little slide here that I'm going to show you. As I looked at that, this is what went through my mind: God, this is you.
那我现在有一个在这个投影片上有一个，也这是我想说，耶稣，这是你。
And this is Paul.
然后好使徒保罗，那下一张。
This is me.
然后还有我自己长什么样子。
How in the world?
What's what?
Am I supposed to tell people to imitate me?
我要怎么样叫其他人来效法我呢？
This is how I viewed myself.
就是我看自己是那个样子。
Right here, he's even got 5 legs. You see that?
还有五只脚。
5 legs. That was how I viewed myself.
我那时候看自己是这个样子。
But the Lord told me really clearly. He said, "You don't get it."
那时候神跟我讲说你不懂。
You're not the focal point.
是你不是重点。
It's because you're pursuing me.
就是你因为你是在追求我。
That's what you're inviting people into.
你是要邀请大家来追求我。
It's not to be like you, and that's the end game.
你不是像你一样。
It's to be like me. That's the end game.
像我耶稣基督一样。
That's the goal.
这才是我们的。
That's the focus.
这才是我们的目的地。
And I thought, aha.
那时候我想说啊，我懂了。
As I read that verse that day and everything I studied, I just realized and I had that eye-opening experience of the Lord just wants me to invite people along.
那时候终于恍然大悟，我终于懂了，说哦，神要邀请我，然后我们一起来追求，去寻求主。
Am I perfect? Absolutely not.
我是完美吗？完全不是啊。
Do I know everything? Absolutely not.
我全部的事情我都懂吗？不是啊。
But am I seeking Jesus? Absolutely.
但是我在追求神吗？有，我真的在追求神。
And that was what the Lord just opened my eyes to. I'm not calling you to perfection.Jesus is your perfection.
神他真的打开我的眼睛，他说：“我并不是要叫你完美，但耶稣他才是完美的。”
As you walk to him,
当你在接近耶稣，当你在亲近他的时候，在跟他同行的时候
，invite other people along,
邀请其他人跟你一起同行
，and show them how to do it,
然后让他们看到是怎么样去，我们去怎么样寻求主。
And I'll tell you, in those 3 years that I spent in Taichung, we saw the Lord do some amazing things with students.
我跟你讲，那时候我在台中那三年，我们看到神做了非常非常多伟大的事情在学生的生命中。
In spite of me and in spite of us.
虽然说我即便是我们这样子不完美
，because like I said, we weren't perfect.
我跟你讲，我们是不完美的人嘛。
But we were seeking Jesus.
但是我们那时候是非常认真的在寻求主。
So after my time in Taichung was up.I went back to the States.
然后我在台中的这个时间结束，我回到了美国。
And so, what's normal for a missionary is okay. Now you go to seminary.
对对，宣教士很多人的他们的状态就是他们会回到这个神学院。
And so, me and Rhonda, we weren't married yet we weren't married at the time, but we started looking at, Lord, where do you want us to go to school?
所以我跟 Rhonda 那时候，我太太单身的时候，我还没有结婚，我们那时候在寻求主说，神啊，你要我去哪一个神学院？
We visited like 7 different places, and the Lord just kept saying no, no.
那我们可能去了7个不同的学校，然后神就跟我们说，不是这一间，不是这一间。
And then finally, we asked the question, All right, Lord, so where, what is it you want us to do?
所以我后来终于去问神，说神，你到底想要我们做什么？
And he was real clear. He said, I want you to plant roots in this city, and I'll tell you when it's time to go back to Taiwan.
那神跟我很清楚地说，说你在这个城市你就扎根，然后我要呼召你回去台湾的时候，我会跟你讲。
So I don't know about you guys, but you have to have money to live, right?
我想跟你说，就是你要生活是需要钱的，对吧？
So I was like, okay.
那我想说，好，你。
All right, I guess I need to find a job somewhere.
Yeah, 那我应该是要工作，对吧？
So I'll go through this quickly. I found a job as an arborist, so blue collar worker. I'm cutting down trees using chainsaws every day. It's just like man work.
那时候我就是在做这些这个植物园的这种工作，然后我在修剪这些树木，本来就是很辛苦的这种工作。
And I remember it was my first week there. I started in February and it was freezing.
那我记得那时候二月我开始这个工作，那时候非常的冷。
And I'm carrying this huge tree trunk.
那我要搬着这个树干
to a chipper, which you probably don't know what that is. I don't even know how to say that in Chinese. Yeah. I'm carrying this big tree trunk, and I remember walking down, freezing, carrying this big thing, and I was like, God, what am I doing here?
我就搬着这个树干，然后超冷，然后跟神说，神，我到底在这边干嘛？
Didn't you call me to give my life to Taiwan?
你不是说我要把我生命献给台湾吗？
And he said, "Yeah, but I called you to be a disciple maker first."
但神跟我说，但是我呼召你是你要去为万民做门徒。
And in that moment, I knew what he was telling me.
然后那时候我就懂了，他在跟我说什么。
Your identity is not where you are.
说你的身份并不是你现在在哪里。
Your identity is in me.
你的身份是在我里面。
And I've called you to be a disciple maker, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are.
我要呼召你，你不管在哪里，在做什么，你都是要去做门徒。
And I got it.
那我后来就了解了。
And so for the next year and a half, I started sharing life with the people that I worked with.
然后接下来一年半呢，然后我跟我这些我同事们一起分享生命。
Led several of my coworkers to Jesus.
然后我就是带领某一些有一些同事信主了。
Through a discipleship process.
那也是因为有做门徒的这个过程。
I'm gonna pause real quick.
然后我先停下来。
I didn't lead them to Jesus and then start discipling them.
所以我并不是先把他让他们信主，然后再开始让他们做门徒。
I also didn't walk up to them and say, "You cool if I disciple you?"
那我也没有直接跟他们说，我可以帮你为你带门徒吗
？I just started doing life with them.
我就开始就是跟他们一起生活，一起分享生命
，having meals，
然后一起吃饭
，conversation，
一起聊天
，and through that process。As I shared my life and as I shared my story, they became more interested in what it is that I walked in and what it is that I carried.
那是从通过这个过程啊，我开始分享我的生命，我开分享我的经验，然后他们变得更有兴趣去了解我到底是相信什么。
And so they started asking questions. We started reading the Bible together.
他们开始问我问题，然后我们开始一起读经。
They were being discipled and never knew it.
他们其实是在做门徒的这个过程，但是他们其实不知道。
And it was through that process that they gave their life to Jesus.
是通过这个过程，然后他们愿意去信主。
And then it wasn't long after several of them gave their lives to Jesus that I get a call from the corporate world.
然后他们几个人信主之后，然后我接到一通电话，这个公司打来的。
And I step into the corporate world, and I work there for over 10 years.
我就进去了一个真的公司，然后在那边工作大概十年的。
Doing work all over the planet.
那我就是跑，不是全世界跑，走透透。
And I had no business or background for that either.
那其实我是没有这种背景的。
But I knew when I stepped into it, I'm here to carry the kingdom and to make disciples.
但是我知道，我进入这个工作，这个职场，我是要就是追求主，然后把他的国度带到这个地方。
So I had grown up, like I told you earlier, I had grown up in the church.
那我跟你讲过，我就是在教会长大的。
Where my mentality, my mindset was, it's the professional Christians that do this. It's the pastors, it's the worship leaders, it's the people that get paid by the church. We pay them to do this.
那时候我的心态，我的想法是，这种工作是给专业的基督徒，是这种牧师啊，或是敬拜的领袖啊，这就是教会给付他们钱，就是他们去做这个工作。
That was my mentality. That was my mindset. That was what I genuinely thought.
那时候我是我真正的心态，我那时候是真的这样想。
And if any of you are in that place right now, I just want us to say collectively, Father, forgive us for thinking that way.
所以如果你们当中有一些人是这样想的话，我要跟代表大家说，神啊，去原谅我们这样想。
And you may have never known anything differently. That might be the only thing you've ever known, and it's okay. It's okay.
可能永远都是一直都是这样想，那这是没关系的。
But I want to tell you that the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive and is at work.Not just in Bruce, not just in Terry, not just in Darren, not just in Ping, not just in Bertina, not just in me. He's alive and at work in every single one of you if you've given your life to Jesus.
那我跟你们大家说，就是让耶稣复活的这个圣灵呢，他不是只有在 Clay 或者在我或者在牧师这些人身上工作，就我在我们每一个人身上，他都有这个大能。
The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work and alive in you.
这个让耶稣复活的这个圣灵呢，他现在就在你的生命中动工。
Over the centuries, and this is centuries.
那我说这个跨了好多世纪的这件事情。
The church at large has gotten into this mentality that we think if we're inviting people to church, whatever that means, to a church service.
那我们可能很多人有这样子的心态，就是变成说，我只要邀请这些人来到教会。
That's our job.
这是我们的工作。
That's not our job.
这其实不是我们的工作。
We think we're doing really well if we're attending a prayer group or a small group.
那我觉得我们可能觉得，我们只要去个祷告会或是小组，我们就已经很不错了。
And even better if we're leading one or volunteering at a service.
如果我们是做同工，然后我们去领导这些活动，那我们是更好的。
And don't get me wrong, these are all good things. They're all good.
这些的确是好事，不要听错。
I'm not saying don't do those things.
我不是说不要做这件事情。
Please hear me clearly. I am not saying.Don't do those things.
你要听清楚，我并不是说不要做这些事情。
I get misunderstood all the time.
我常被误会。
I am not saying don't do that.
我不是说不要做这些事情。
Okay. They're all good, but are they what we've been commanded to do?
这些都是好事，但是这些是神要吩咐我们做的事情吗？
Or are they just easy?
还是这只是一些比较简单的事情？
And do they help us feel a little bit better about ourselves?
那是不是让我们觉得哦，对自己看法好像比较好一点？
That's exactly where I was. I was at university at the time.
那时候我在大学。
That story about discipleship that I shared earlier.
我跟大家分享就是这个关于做门徒的这个故事。
I had grown up thinking it was other people, it was the professionals, it was their tasks, their responsibility.
那我一直都想说啊，这些是专业基督徒要做的工作。
I didn't realize that I had also been tasked with that.
我没有发现我自己也是有这样子的任务。
Commissioned for that.
神要差遣我去做这件事情。
And had the privilege of being a part of it.
那我是自己真的是有亲身参与过这件事情。
Because don't hear me saying it's something you have to do this.
并不是说哦，我说你一定要做这件事情。
You get to do this.
你有机会去做这件事情。
And we do it with Jesus.
我们跟耶稣一起去做这些事。
And it's amazing. It's an amazing privilege to be able to walk with Jesus and walk with other people and see their lives begin to change and look more and more and more like Jesus.
所以我们跟耶稣同行，跟其他人一起同行，让他们变得更像基督，这是一个特权呢。
But once I understood that,
当我了解这点的时候
，I began to take ownership of every person that God gave me.
那我看到每一个人，我就知道说这是我的任务了。
And I'm not saying you have to do what I say.
我并不是说，我说，我就跟这些说，哎，你要跟我讲，就是你要照我。
Not that kind of ownership. Ownership of my responsibility and my opportunity to love them into the kingdom, to empower and equip them into the kingdom, into relationship with Jesus.
我的意思是说，我有这个责任，我有这个任务，让他们去爱他们，让他们能够进到神的国度里面。
Last week, Timothy shared the Matthew.Really famous verse, Matthew 28:18-20.
那上个礼拜我们的提摩太牧师还有分享了这个非常有名的马太福音二十八章这个经文。
For time's sake, I'm not going to read it.
啊，是因为时间的关系，我并不会直接去读。
But this is for everyone.
但这是给大家每一个人的任务。
A lot of people refer to this as the Great Commission.
很多人都称为这个叫大使命。
Now that verbiage isn't exactly in the Bible, Great Commission.
这个大使命并不是在圣经里面。
Jesus didn't walk up, verse 17 isn't Jesus saying, now this is the Great Commission.
耶稣并没有直接跟大家说，好，我给你这个大使命。
I've been given all authority in heaven and earth.
然后他说，哦，天上地下全民都给我。
Go and make disciples.
然后去使万民做门徒。
Teach them, baptize them.
然后去教他们，去让他们受洗，这样。
But it's become known for a long time as the Great Commission.
但是我们后来把它称为大使命。
In 2018, Barna, which is like a Christian research group, they did a study.
在2018年，然后有一个是美国有一个组织，然后他们做了一个研究。
And they asked the question, or they looked into what percentage of believers know what the Great Commission is.
然后呢，他们也做了一个研究，说啊，有多少基督徒知道大使命是什么东西？
51%, over half.
所以51%，所以是超过一半的人都知道。
A Christian surveyed had no clue.
他们不知道
，had never heard it.
51%的人他们不知道。
Of that, only 17% knew what it was.
那可能就17%知道这是什么东西。
I say that to say this verse, it's not just for the professionals.
So 我要跟大家讲说，这个经文并不是只给这些专业的基督徒。
Whatever that means.
我也不知道是什么意思，专业基督徒。
This verse is for everyone who is in Jesus.
这是为，可是在每一个在基督里面的，这个句话都是给你的。
I've heard it said, and we even I had a conversation last week with two great guys in here. And one of the things we were talking about was what does it look like? Because we have that mentality of bring people here, but what does it look like actually doing it in your places of work, in your homes, in your communities, in the culture? What does that look like?
上个礼拜我跟两个弟兄我们在聊说，我们生命中我们要怎么样去做这件事情呢？在我们的职场，在我们的家庭，在我们的学校，不管我们在哪里，我们要怎么样去实现神的大使命？
Because honestly, I've heard this a lot over the years, like,I can't be like you. I'm sure Bruce. I can't do it like you. I can't speak like you, Bruce. I can't sing like you, Terry. I can't do it like you.
那我们常常可能会听到这句话说，我没办法跟你一样。我牧师可常常听到说，我没办法像你一样在台上讲道，或是 Terry 可能会有人跟他说，我没办法这样像这样在台上唱歌。
And my response to that is good.
我的回应是，这是好的，好事啊。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
You know what you can get into places I can't get.
So, 因为你可以去到我没办法去的地方。
You can get into places that Bruce can't get, that Terry can't get, that Derry can't get.
这地方是牧师还有师母这些人没办法去的地方。
The Lord has you as a part of your family for you to carry His kingdom and His love into there.
神把你放到你的家庭里面，所以你可以把神的国度带到你的家庭。
He's got you in your job, in your school.For you to carry His kingdom and His love in there.
把你放在你的职场，还有你的学校，就是让你可以把神的国度带到那边。
You can reach so many more people than I can ever reach.
可以接触非常多人，是我没办法接触到的。
And if we all have that same mentality of I'm not getting people to make a decision, but I'm leading people to the one who can change them.
那我们要有这样子的心态，我并不是说哦，我要让他们做这个决定，我要把他们带到可以改变他们生命的这个人。
That's all we need.
这是我们应该要做的事情。
And to wrap up, Mark knows this because that's Mark's story. That's how Mark came to know the Lord. We met on a tennis court 20 years ago.
我要做这个结尾啊，我 Mark 知道这件事情，因为我们那时候是在打网球，还20年前我们认识的。
Mark, did I walk up to you and say, "Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? And if you died tonight, where you would go?"
那时候我是不是直接跟 Mark 说：“哎，你认识耶稣基督吗？如果你今天晚上死了，你会去哪里？你知道吗？”我这样讲吗
？What did we do？
他说没有。
We invited him to go watch a movie with us。
那时候我们邀请他去看一个电影。
And then after the movie, he and I scheduled to go play tennis again。
然后后来电影看完电影以后，我们那时候打算一起去打网球。
And then we realized we loved the same便当 place that we could get an entire meal for 35 NT。
我发现我们喜欢同一个便当店，那时候我们35块就可以买到一餐
，and it was amazing。
那我觉得这是非常棒的一件事。
We ate there like 5 times a week。
我们每个礼拜在那边吃了午餐嘛。
But it was through that process that we began to talk and get to know each other。
但是就是透过这个过程，我们慢慢在聊，然后我们认识了彼此。
And as he started getting more interested, I was like, let's read the Bible together。
那当他变得更有兴趣的时候，我说我们一起来读经吧。
And anytime I meet with people, anytime I start reading the Bible with people, start meeting with them, we base everything off of 2 questions.
然后每次开始，只要每次跟人读经的时候，我们都问了两个问题。
The first question is,
第一个问题是
what is God saying to you?
他说神在对你说什么。
What that teaches people is as I read the word, it's God speaking to me. That's God's word to me.
那这些在跟我读经的人，他们可以知道说，哦，我在读圣经的时候是神跟我说话。
And the follow-up is,What are you going to do about it?
那下一个问题就是，那你要做什么样子的回应？
It's not enough to just hear or to just read.
你并不是聆听或者就是读而已。
I need to learn how to apply it.
我们要知道怎么样去应用在我们生命中。
And that was what we did.
那我们就这样做。
And after I'd moved back to the States, Mark was in military. He called me up. on his own, and he said, I gave my life to Jesus tonight.
后来我回到美国，然后那时候 Mark 他在当兵，然后他有一天打给我说，哎，我把我的生命交给耶稣了。
I led him to Jesus, and other people were also part of his story and helped point him to Jesus. We led him to Jesus.
我们把他带到耶稣面前，然后还有很多人也帮助他，就是来到耶稣面前。
But it was him and Jesus that made that decision.
但是后最后是他跟耶稣做了这个决定。
And that's our responsibility, is to take people to be able to learn how to hear from Jesus and know how to respond.
那这才是我们的责任，我们要可以让大家可以分辨出哦，神在对他们说什么，然后他们要怎么样做出这个回应。
The last thing I'll say is a lot of people, and this is even on our website, a lot of people have this mentality of like, I've got my family or my work, and I do mission or I do ministry.
那我现在讲最后一件事情，就是很多人有这样子的心态，说 OK, 我有我的工作，我有我的家庭，然后我后来又做了就是神的大使命这样。
Rhonda and I and our family, we want to be intentional about being a family, not having family and doing mission, but being a family on mission.
那我跟我太太，我们很专注在这件事情。我们并不是说哦，我们有我们自己的家庭，然后还有我们的使命。我们是这个整个家庭都一直在这个使命中。
No matter what it is that I'm doing, if I'm at the grocery store, if I'm on the MRT, if I'm coaching my kids in sports, whatever I'm doing, I am always a child of God. Amen.
不管我们在做什么，我现在去便利商店买东西，或者是我在学校，或者是我在做捷运，我永远都是神的儿子。
I am always a kingdom person.
我们永远都是有神国度的这样的心态。
So ministry isn't something I do.
所以我事工并不是我去做这个事工。
I am God's child, and I carry that everywhere.
所以我是神的儿女，所以我不管去哪里，我都带着神的国度。
And my prayer for all of you is that you could get to that mindset of, okay, I'm not going to go and do this now.I'm going to be this everywhere that I go.
所以我想要为大家祷告说，我不要有这样子的心态说，哦，我现在要做这件事情，而是我不管在去哪里，我都是这个样子。
I'm going to be salt and light and love and kingdom everywhere that I go.
我要做神的爱。
One of my heart's desires is to see every believer in Jesus understand what to put discipleship into the hands of every believer in Jesus.
那是我心里最深的渴望，就是我要把带门徒这件事情放到每一个人基督徒的心中。
It's not just for the professionals; it's for each and every one of you.
不是给专业基督徒，是给我们每一个人的任务。
If you've given your life to Jesus,
如果你是作为一个基督徒
，Holy Spirit's no bigger in me or Bruce than he is in each one of you.
他的圣灵并不是在我生命中，或是在牧师生命中比较有力量，在我每个生命中，每个生命中都是一样。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.